It's 2:46. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Roger Ebert described it as a sort of Norman Rockwell crossed with Mad Magazine. It opened Thanksgiving weekend 1983. It was pulled by the studio by Christmas. But thanks to its fans, A Christmas Story is 25 years later a holiday classic. And fans are able to quote the film's memorable one-liners such as, "Fragile, that must be Italian." That's Ralphie's old man talking about his major award, the infamous leg lamp. Much of the movie was filmed in Cleveland, Ohio. The house in the movie is in Cleveland. In 2006, it was opened to the public. And since its opening, more than 70,000 people have visited A Christmas Story House and Museum. The owner of the house is Brian Jones. He's my guest this afternoon. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
How are you?
I am doing fabulous. How about yourself?
I'm fine, too. You have a leg lamp story or two of your own. How did you come to be the recipient of such a major award?
I studied hard and wanted to be a jet pilot all my life, and so I got to Naval Flight School and failed the vision test. My parents had cheered me up when I was reassigned to be an intel officer, made and sent me a leg lamp as my major award for dealing with my life's disappointment with as much as I could bear. And so it did the trick, and it was just a funny family joke because we'd always been fans of A Christmas Story.
Yeah. Well, what is it about the movie that so captured your passion now to be the owner of this house?
It was always a family favorite from the beginning. It's about childhood and growing up and kind of looking back on the things you went through. And, of course, it's wrapped around Christmas because as a kid, Christmas was always a very big deal and a big part of the year.
How did you come to own the house? How did you decide that, well, let's buy this house?
Well, I started a business selling leg lamps. Being a big fan, I was leaving the Navy, and it just seemed like, you know, the thing to do. And so then the house came up for sale on eBay, and the first year I was doing the business full-time, lamps were popular. I just figured, you know, why not? That would be an obvious extension of the business. And as a fan, I wanted to see the house saved and restored.
Hmm. Tell us a little bit about these leg lamps that you make. You've got a number of spinoffs now.
We have the deluxe model. It looks exactly like the movie, but we also have a miniature version of the deluxe model. And then two kind of maybe more modern, sleeker looks for the leg lamp that are more in keeping with modern tradition. So we have basically all sizes and styles to suit your leg lamp desires.
Including a nightlight and a snow globe.
Yeah, all the way down to a nightlight, a snow globe, ornaments, all kinds of stuff. You name it, we've got it.
Yeah. Now, does the house today look like it did in the movie?
Yes, it does. When I bought it, it didn't. It had vinyl siding, vinyl windows. It looked very modern. But we went through and basically looked at all the movie stills to bring it back to what a 1940 house and the house in the movie would look like.
And what does the kitchen look like? Do you have a turkey there on the table?
We actually do. There's a company that makes wax food that looks and smells just like the real thing. So we have that there. It's actually kind of in the oven, you know, with the oven open, so you can see that.
Yeah, well, you don't for sure want to be stealing any of that one.
Before. No, we don't have any Bumpus Hounds out.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what have you collected for the museum, and is the museum right next door, or...?
The museum is actually directly across the street. The idea of the house is that you step into the house and feel like you're actually in Ralphie's house. You know, I don't know, he's out, you know, getting a Christmas tree. And we've got a lot of the costumes from the movie. We just acquired them this year. We've got the toys from the Higbee window, and a couple hundred behind-the-scenes photos, some that were taken on set with the actors, from the actors' parents were taking them, some taken by professional photographers. And a lot of the publicity and behind-the-scenes information about how the movie was actually made.
Mm. And do some of the folks who were in the movie ever stop by to visit?
Yeah, actually, most weekends during December, the evil elf and the guy who delivered the film are actually at the museum signing autographs, talking to people. And we also have conventions every year where we get Flix, Gut Farkas, Grover Dill, Miss Shields, and a couple of the other cast members who come out and sign autographs and greet fans. So it's a fun time.
Yeah. Is the Christmas season the busiest for you? Are you open year-round?
We're open year round, but definitely Christmas is by far our busiest time because it's a Christmas story, so people are in the spirit and they want to come see it. We also do pretty well in summer when people are on summer vacation, and that's their time when they're able to come see the house. So we're open year round, but definitely Christmas, the biggest time of year.
How does the city of Cleveland feel about it? How do the people of Cleveland feel about it?
We've gotten a great response. Our city councilman has been fabulous. He's been a lot of help to us getting in. Obviously, the house had to be rezoned as a commercial property, even though it's a residential thing. But now that we're opening for tours, a lot of help there. The neighbors are fabulous. So the kid next door actually opens a Ovaltine and cookie stand on the weekends and rakes in a lot of dough, better than I ever did at the lemonade stand.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about the stories of the movie in terms of, on your website, I know you have little known facts about the movie. Is there a particular piece of trivia that you find most interesting?
There's a couple of ones. First off, the deleted scenes. There's actually fantasy scenes that Ralphie had that didn't make it in the movie, and you have to imagine if they were actually in the movie, you'd have a very different twist. One of them is where Ralphie envisions himself on Planet Mungo rescuing Flash Gordon from Ming the Merciless. And we actually have a picture on our website of what the set looked like with Ralphie all dressed up with Flash Gordon. And there was also a scene where Ralphie rescues Santa from Black Bart's men. And just, you know, little things like that. And one where Miss Shields actually comes to the house. So it's interesting to know that there was more to the movie, and they basically had to cut it down to an hour and a half because that's what the studio wanted, so you can get, you know, a showing every 2 hours with time enough to clean the theater afterwards. And so interesting things like that. And then also the Fragile crate, if you look, most of the F is missing, and that's because they actually had to cut 2 inches off each side after the crate was made because it wouldn't fit through the front door when they tried to deliver it.
And the Red Ryder BB gun people, they must be really pleased with this movie. I wonder what it has done for their sales over the years, 25 years.
It's done really well for them, and that's actually another interesting fact, is that gun has never actually existed. It was made just for that movie. It was a combination of two guns, a Red Ryder and a Buck Jones 107 special, because a Red Ryder doesn't have a sundial and compass in the stock. But that's how Gene Shepard remembered it, or kind of melded it together in his mind when he wrote A Christmas Story. So they actually had the gun specially made by Daisy for the movie.
Because this weekend in the circulars in the newspaper, I saw an ad for the Red Ryder BB gun, and it comes in pink now as well.
Yeah, so hey, little girls need a gun too, and they need it in pink.
Yeah. Speaking of pink, what about those bunny jammies? Is anybody making those?
We've been working on that. You would be surprised how hard it is to get pink bunny pajamas made and get them, you know, to the right sizes and find a manufacturer to get it done. I've been working on that for a couple of years to get some pink bunny pajamas made so that we can spread the humiliation throughout the world.
Well, good luck, and thanks so much for talking with us this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Brian Jones is the owner of the house that was part of the classic movie A Christmas Story. Thanks to its fans, A Christmas Story is 25 years later a holiday classic. Much of the movie was filmed in Cleveland, Ohio. The house in the movie is in Cleveland. In 2006, Brian Jones opened the house to the public, and since its opening, more than 70,000 people have visited A Christmas Story house and museum. It's on the web at www.achristmasstoryhouse.com.